April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Just say your thing that's going to annoy
me.
So
as most things start, I tweeted this 2 days ago.
As most things start.
But here, so people got mad at me about this, including Todd Harriman's, which...
What?
Yeah, he tweeted I was trying to cause trouble, which I love Todd Harriman's.
Which is part of the reason I don't like this either, as I get that. Wait, good point, Todd.
But
why even put this out there?
But here's the thing. If we all want players to make the most money they can, which we felt about Jalen, I don't get why that's selective. Like... Hassan Reddick is underpaid significantly for his position. And here's where this all started. I was looking at the, as a loser, spent all my time looking at like the Eagles contracts.
Of course he did.
And Hassan Reddick is 24th in the league among edge rushers for his contract in terms of total value, in terms of guaranteed money. Hassan Reddick is maybe the best edge rusher in the NFL, if not, the worst top five.
3 to 5, yeah.
Well, he led the league in sacks last year, led them in forced fumbles, and played
Didn't
in the Bosa Super Bowl.
Lead the league in sacks last year?
If you include the playoffs, it was, So,
yeah,
I'm just saying.
That's kind of cheap. But,
but he did, yes, I agree it's a little cheap,
yeah,
but whatever.
But either way, he had
19 and a half sacks. Mm-hmm. So, he was outstanding last year. He signed a deal the year before that was market value because that's what he got. Like, that's what the market dictated he was worth. But if he was a free agent this offseason, he would make so much more money than he's making now. If you look at the contracts, and I actually have them right here in my phone. All right, so the top five edge rushers. Joey Bosa, his total contract's worth $135 million, $102 guaranteed. Miles Garrett, $125 million, $100 guaranteed. Khalil Mack, $141 million, $90 guaranteed. Hassan Reddick, it was $45 million and I think $30 guaranteed.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So he is significantly underpaid. This is where the Elliott's causing drama comes in. But I don't think I am trying to cause drama. Hassan Reddick should try to get a new deal from the Eagles. His value is at an all-time high. They desperately need him. He is 28 years old. He's not on a 7-year deal. He's on a 3-year deal. So this time next offseason, they're probably renegotiating anyway. And I understand from the Eagles' perspective of you just signed a deal. It's only 1 year. And the point of signing a deal is, you know, we get you at a good value if you outplay it. But they got that last year. So it would have to be a little bit of out of the goodness of their heart. But if I'm Hassan Reddick, and to be clear, Elliott would never be brave enough to do this.
No.
But Hassan Reddick, I would not go to OTAs. I would consider holding out. I would cause a fuss because we're talking about him potentially getting like $40 or $50 million more dollars in a career where he might only have 5 or 6 years left. So I understand. I'm not trying to rock the boat. I look at Hassan Reddick and I say he is significantly underpaid for what he should be being paid. And I would not blame him at all if he tried to cause a fuss about this and get more money.
So, you know, stop putting this out there. That's why people are annoyed and I get it.
Well, look, we talk about contracts all the time.
So, I'm of multiple minds on this. First and foremost, I agree. I've always said, you know, I will stay consistent with what I've always said and what I believe that in football, like, I will never kill anyone for trying to get their money. It is
correct.
Such a brutal sport where these guys put their bodies on the line. They have the worst union of all the major sports. They get the least money of all the major sports. Like,
I'm excited to hear what's after this butt.
No, well, I will never criticize someone. I understand it. Like, go get your money and all that. I do think it is a little different from the Jalen situation in that Jalen was a second-round draft pick who didn't make money. Like, I know $1 million is nice. Like, don't get me wrong.
It was his first contract.
It was his first contract, and he was a second-round pick. Like, Hassan Redick was the 11th pick in the draft. He got millions of dollars when he first came into the league.
Yep.
And I do want – I want players to make their money. I'm not like, you know – but I think the Jalen situation was a unique thing where Jalen came in as a second-round pick, outperformed it, played, was on the 3 years before he got a contract, was here for 3 years, did all this stuff, was acted as the perfect citizen, all perfect player, all this stuff. So I think it's a unique thing where, you, like, that's a dude who earned his contract and everyone's happy for him to get it because he's never made anything, like, comparative to these guys. Like, Hassan Redick, while I agree with you, is incredibly underpaid, he made $15 million last year. So, like, again, well, which is less than he should, but is not the $1 million or $1.5 million that Jalen made before he got paid. So I do think that is a massive, massive difference.
Let me give a small counter, because I'm curious for your opinion. What would your opinion be on that was Jalen's first deal, whereas this could be Redick's last deal? Like, that's a philosophical question. What's more valuable?
First deal. So I was, if you
think
got
so?
Big,
okay.
Yeah. So, like, I thought Jalen, like, I think Jalen for the rest of his contract, I don't want him to get all his money. Like, he got his paid. Like, I don't, now do the Brady thing, man. Like, take less money. Help us out. Let's win a title.
Right.
Like, now I'm there. And I will never, again.
Now, he did make way more money than Hassan for what he's worth.
To the point, I know.
Yeah.
But again, the point I made before, like, football players get your money, like, at a basic level.
Yes.
And I would not hate Redick if he sits out. I understand. I probably think it's smart for him and all that. But, like, in general, I do think you need 2 years. Like, as a basic line, like, I feel like it's, and again, in football, I get it's different and it's hard, but, like, you signed a deal, like, 1 year into the deal, it just feels like, my own thing, like, that's a personal thing where it just feels for me, it's like, you signed your contract, you made the deal, like, it's like every year, so if you just outperform your contract, you should get a new contract every year. It's like, I feel like we get to a point of absurdity with that, where it's like, oh, so if Redick signs a new big deal this year, he's great, she signed another one, and then another one, and then another one, like, at a certain point, a contract has to be at least some sort of a contract, and I know that it's on both ends. Like,
well,
the NFL,
that's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, that they are able to cut guys and all that type of stuff, and it hurts, whatever. So I think it's a lot more complicated in general than just this specific situation, how I feel about this. But look, ultimately, on a basic level, I will never criticize someone for going for their money. So if he wants to go for it, go for it. But I do think, like, 1 year into each deal, like, I think it sets a tough precedent.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So what I think the counter to some of that would be, and to the people that said I was trying to cause drama, would I be causing...
I'm joking about it. No, I don't think you're really trying to cause drama.
Well, you're not. I'm saying, but there were people on Twitter that were legitimately mad I brought this up, right? So... like, would it be causing drama if I tweeted after they signed a player who underperformed his contract that no one liked that they should cut him? You know, so ultimately, I see what people are saying in terms of why should I think a player should hold out and the drama that would cause? Because I think the player should get the most money he can. And the Eagles would be in an interesting position. Let's say Hassan Redick, let's say he was mad about this. And let's say he did decide to cause a stink. What would the Eagles do? Because on one hand,
they'd sign him.
But I think the dangerous part of that is, to your point, what you
is
brought
that
up.
No,
I think it's the 1 year thing.
That's my point. You say a guy every year, you sign a guy to a contract, then you're just going to give him a new one every year?
Right.
Like,
so,
yeah.
But they'd have a tough decision because on the flip side of that,
Redick's very valuable.
Redick's extremely valuable. And they are trying to win a Super Bowl.
Arguably, like, you know, he's a top five most valuable player on the Eagles, you could argue.
Yeah, I agree with that. You're right. He probably is top five. I mean, you know, I would skew offense, but he's one of the top five players.
He's
arguably
the number one most
he's
important player on the defense.
He's the number one edge rusher at one of
he's
those.
He's the number one most important player on the defense.
Yeah, I agree
heading
with
in
that.
The season,
yep.
Right? So
yes,
you can see it.
Yeah.
So like that's like if we want to
add a position, they
Jalen
value.
Would be ahead of him. Obviously, you could probably say AJ Brown's more important. Maybe Kelsey because of
though.
Who he is.
Well, yeah, AJ probably is.
But like Lane, like I don't know. But the point is, like Hassan Redick's in that group
yeah,
of the top
group.
Five most important players on this team.
Now the question is, how far would Hassan be willing to go with this? I don't think he's going to hold out a training camp. So at the end of the day, what's it really worth? But they're a team that really values culture. I don't know. I just it would be interesting to see what the Eagles would do because I do honestly believe. Well, Look, Howie has a job. I think Howie's a good person. Howie's job is to make sure every player on that roster makes the least amount possible while also being fair.
Yeah. Like
that
while, is his... while also having everyone be happy.
Exactly.
It's a tough
exactly.
It's a tough
so,
game with that. Yeah.
So I don't know. Would they, because then if they do it for him next year, do they have to do it for somebody else?
I don't think they will pay him right away like this. And again, like especially because I don't think he will hold out for the season or anything like that.
No.
Those fines
well, he would,
get.
Yeah, he would lose money.
Yeah, he
right.
doesn't make, yeah, exactly. But so I think ultimately they will hold strong. And at the end of this season, if he's you know good again, they'll give him a big contract. Mm. But I think you're right to notice it and to bring it up. And again, if he does it, I will not rip him for it. But just like personally, the way I feel about it in general, the 1 year thing, just I don't love that.
Right, and it's a bit of a
especially because it's not like he didn't get nothing. It's not like he signed a
minimum
a 3 year
deal
$9
yeah.
million dollar contract and then led the league in sacks. He got $15 million, which again I know is not what he should get.
Right,
but it's not nothing.
It's not nothing, but he could be getting a lot.
He's still what that per year like one of the two or three highest paid players on the defense. You know what I mean? So it's not like
is that.
Yeah, I assume so, right? Because, I mean, Slay's probably the only guy who makes more, right?
Slay, I mean, it depends how you look at it. Like, Fletcher's getting 1 year, 14. But, yes, you're right. He is up
on
it, for
yeah,
sure.
Averaging, yeah,
yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, I think he got similar amount to Sweat, but I don't have it in front of me. But yeah, anyway, it will be interesting to see, you know? Like, is he going to come to OTAs?
Yeah, it's interesting.
I haven't seen a picture of him down there. He hasn't done a press conference.
Yeah.
I'll just be curious to know. I mean, he's a Philly guy. He's local.
Yeah.
So, and this is... another interesting part of the Hassan Reddick thing, but on a larger scale, this is why it's tough to come off of great seasons. Because players, generally, if you have a great season, players overperform. And that thus makes them underpaid. And then they feel like they need to capitalize. And we're not there with Devontae yet, but Devontae talked yesterday to the media. And Devontae is in essentially a contract year. Because at the end of this year, he can go get a new deal. So, and it's a different situation, again, because it'll
Eagles
be...
Eagles still hold his rights.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making is... there are a lot of players on the team now, you know, like Reddick, Devontae Smith. You know, you could argue Darius in a way, although he just got paid. Like
look, Landon Dickerson.
Landon Dickerson, yeah, Rashard Penny, DeAndre Swift, both on one-year deals. There, and the Eagles had a bit of this last year. But there are a lot of players now, because of what happened last year, that are going to want to get paid more. And it'll just be, the Eagles have been really, really good at navigating that so far this offseason.